I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by McFarlane Energy and South Shore Heating and Cooling's AC Incentives.
Did you see the scene in Yankee Stadium at all last night where the fans were all over those Astros players? And I'm wondering how you feel about those Astro players, because they're going to get a lot more heat, I think, than you and AJ will. But really, did they pay the price that you guys paid?
Yeah, I saw it. And, obviously, it was interesting to say the least, you know. What we did was wrong. And three people got suspended. Another one, he doesn't have a job in baseball. I still don't know how or why, because he was a player at that point. And then the guys, it's going to be around them for a while. And I know Dusty made a good point. There's only, four or five guys that play with us in 2017. But, I mean, this is what we did, and people are paying the price in different ways.
Alex Cora with OMF this week on Yankee fans who were booing and, gosh forbid, heckling the Astros. It appears that the Astros have filed a formal complaint with Major League Baseball about fans taunting them.
Really?
Yes.
No, he was just playing.
No.
They really did
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. And there's, did you see the guy who wore the Oscar the Grouch costume to the to Yankee Stadium?
That's awesome.
It's awesome, but he was told by security, the Yankee security, that he could not wear that costume.
Oh man!
Because he called up or sent an email or something before the game. They said it's fine.
Right.
You wear whatever you want, and then suddenly the Astros were complaining about it.
Come on.
Are these grown men?
It's part of it. You do something like that, it's part of it. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I was on a team that when they had that whole boat situation.
That boat thing.
Every stadium you played, and after that, there were people dressed up like, you know, captain outfits, like boat. All you heard was the Love Boat song. I mean, it's kind of part of, you know, and that wasn't even a cheating scandal.
What, weren't you laughing to yourself about
it? It was funny.
Yeah.
We have audio.
Well, it was a different kind of cheating scandal, I think,
I don't know
of the guys. Yes? What?
We have audio of a gentleman who was in the Oscar the Grouch costume outside of Yankee Stadium.
I'll tell you how fans are going to react. They're going to be doing this all night. Am I right? Let's go. Let's go. Bring that trash can. Let's go. Let's go. Where did I get this whole outfit? I actually ordered this on Amazon. It took me about 3 weeks because there's going to be a lot of fans ordering this costume that was in back order. So that's how long it took. And we are excited, and we are going to give it to them tonight.
What do you want to say to the Astros tonight?
You know what I want to say? You guys stink! You don't belong in New York! You don't belong! You are not allowed to have a rivalry! Let's go!
Imagine any NHL team complaining to the league about being heckled by fans.
No, Montreal fans just call 911.
Right, exactly. Arrest Chara.
I mean, you're grown ass Major League Baseball players complaining because you're heckled.
Yeah, they see that
after you were caught cheating.
That's the strange part, is that the players are the ones complaining about being heckled. Like, This is what, hey, guess what? I know Alex Cora said there's only four guys left from that 2017 team, but, you know, this is kind of, it's par for the course. You
and they're
should
kind
expect
of,
it.
And they're kind of important to that roster. I mean, it's Bregman, it's Altuve. I mean, it was the key characters right. that were obviously cheating and getting the most advantage from it.
Well, maybe the fans should just sit there and be quiet and not, you know, if they want to say something nice, say it. Otherwise, don't say anything at all.
Right? The Astros are issuing $1,000 fines for anybody that's yelling at them.
Wow, I can't believe that. I'm still in shock that they actually complained to the league about that.
And it'll get worse because of it. That's a terrible move.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's bad. That's a bad look on that. Like, if I'm the manager of the Astros, and it was Dusty Baker, right? Got to be like, really? We're gonna, you know, send this letter to the league saying, hey, we're upset that they're, you know, making jokes about us. I would never do that.
How can you be that tone deaf? Like, did they not think that it would get out that they made a complaint? Like,
I mean, honestly, they should be happy
mm-hmm.
that they didn't lose the trophy,
right?
And that they didn't face the same kind of suspensions. They right. ought to take their lumps.
That's it,
right?
And Alex kind of talked about that. I listened to that interview, and he kind of went down the road of, it sucks that we were the only ones who got punished, and even though that there were players involved, and they just kind of skated and walked. So, but I just kind of feel like, you know what? And he said it, you put yourself in this position, you got to expect the backlash that comes with it.
All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show and this station on the radio, you can stream it wherever you are at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. And you can just politely tell your smart speaker to play WEEI, and it will do just that. Here is Ken and what is trending this morning.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Subaru of New England Go Green event going on now. Details, SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, Bruins win last night, 4-0 shutout. Greg, anything stand out to you from that slapdown of the Rangers?
The only thing which I asked earlier was, mm-hmm. do you think there's any question in the coach's mind about who his starting goaltender is when it comes to the playoffs?
I mean, that's a good question, right? Tuukka's been out for a while. He's getting back. How confident are they in Tuukka and that he's going to be able to make it through with any issues?
Right. I think they're I'm assuming that they're very confident, unless there's something that we don't know injury-wise, that, mm-hmm. that Bruce Cassidy is very confident.
I don't think they are confident.
You don't?
No, I think they know Tuukka's past, and they're probably on high alert going, we can't get blindsided.
I wonder if it splits from the young guys and the older guys that have known Tuukka for a while.
That's
for instance,
a good point.
Charlie McAvoy was asked about Swayman last night, and here's some of his compliments.
He's having a blast, and he's playing well, and seeing his attitude, the way he does it, and how he carries himself. He loves to have fun at the rink, and it's awesome. It's contagious, and you know, for him to come in and play the way that he has, it's a testament to where he's at in his career. And
so just, I mean, high praise for Swayman.
Mm-hmm.
Does that trickle down to roster decisions? Probably not, but who knows?
But I think it does. Ken, you bring up a really good point, like, without even knowing it. But I think in that locker room, there might be some of that, because some of these young guys only know Swayman for what he is in these however many games he's played. And they see his attitude, and they know kind of what Tuukka has done, whether it's, you know, I need some time, whether it's this, whether it's that. So they might look at that and go, wait a second, we got one guy over here who's willing to go out there and kind of do whatever.
I want to go to the expert on this. Curtis, what is the one thing you need to advance in the NHL playoffs?
Puck luck.
No. Hot goaltender.
Oh, stand on his head.
Come on.
But that's kind of hard.
The answer is always a hot goaltender.
That would help. Playoffs start next week. Bees with 71 points, 2 back of second place Washington. NHL, by the way.
It's really not a hot goaltender. It's being able to put the puck in the net. Because think about the Bruins.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were getting into a row. No, no.
I mean, if you don't have a compete level, it doesn't matter who's on
when
the
ice. When he said puck luck, I thought we were going down to like, oh, we're getting real hockey talk here. No,
if you haven't been listening for the past several years, Curtis is not a hockey fan.
He just broke news about
who's
the guy that's having a baby.
Brandon Carlo,
yes.
Probably news Carlo didn't want out. But. NHL fined the Rangers $250,000, by the way. $250,000 for complaining about the Department of Player Safety. Red Sox win it in 4 hours, 13 minutes.
So, it just that's $250,000.
Yeah.
And the actual player was fined $5,000.
Correct. Okay. Don't step to George Peros.
For nearly decapitating a guy. For almost breaking a guy's neck, he gets fined $5,000, and theirs is $250,000.
Welcome to the NHL. Red Sox win at 12-9. They'll start a four-game set, a wraparound series against the Orioles tonight. 7-10, the first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Kike Hernandez somewhat in question after a hamstring issue sliding into second. See about that. Would you pick up Albert Pujols?
I would.
Yeah?
You would? Yeah, I would. Why not add an extra bat, you know?
He's hitting 200, but DFA'd by the Angels. And right now, Bobby Dalbec's not exactly swinging a hot bat at first, so maybe.
But what about him yesterday and Pedro, who I love, coming to his defense? He got a 10-year, $250 million contract, and he played like dog poop for the most of it.
Yeah.
And they're complaining about how he got released. Like, you should be thanking him for paying you.
Well, most of the guys, when you think about guys who get, and I think that's why the Red Sox were hesitant to give Mookie Betts that money, is most of those guys have, you know, three, four, five good years, and then you're stuck paying the rest of it.
Yeah, I can't form an opinion on this until I talk to Oscar the Grouch. Can you get him on the?
We'll get
that guy on the phone.
Yes,
he knows more about baseball than I do.
7:30 tip tonight: Celtics at the Bulls. Jason McCourty, 33-year-old corner, goes to Miami, and that's what's trending.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high.
Older, Tony La Russa or Albert Pujols?
Or Bruce.
How old is he?
Pujols is 41. I didn't realize he was that old.
I mean, I guess, is he a guy you sign because he's a veteran leadership guy? And
he said, does he have five homers? I think he has five homers this year.
I almost see him in the role that I can't remember, Ken, you probably would know it a little bit better, is when they went out and they got like Shane Victorino back in 2013, where, you know, you're getting a veteran and then who knows, maybe he hits like lightning in a bottle. Wasn't Shane Victorino big in that postseason run for the Red Sox?
Yeah, well, he played a lot for them that year.
And according to Bradford, David Ortiz is 35.
So, you know, I think he could come in. He could be a guy that you can use, you know, in certain situations, and maybe in the postseason, he's, you know, his bat comes alive.
How does LeBron feel about it? I mean, everything has to run through LeBron, right?
That is true. We got to get LeBron. How does LeBron feel about Albert Pujols?
The most perfectly LeBron thing was when it became clear that the Lakers may end up in one of those play-in games. And he was like, oh, no, whoever came up with that needs to be fired. Like, didn't mention it once when it was enacted or at all during the regular season. But all of a sudden, it might impact LeBron, and now it's the biggest issue in the NBA.
Well, it is kind of ridiculous. I don't know. I don't understand why they decided to do it that way. Is it to get interest from viewers?
TV revenue. That's
Curtis brought that up.
Yeah,
when we
you think it's
about
only about the like the additional games TV revenue? It's like the play-in game in March Madness.
Right. I mean, that's the same thing with the NFL. With removing one of the buys, it increased, you know, the playoff field. You got an extra game. That's where they make their money, and that's how they sort of compensate for the, 10 fewer games, Ken, this year for the NBA?
10 fewer. And we might get Lakers Golden State in a play-in game. Yeah. Steph versus LeBron. Which would be, the ratings for that would be unbelievable.
LeBron's going to boycott.
But no, yo, Curtis is right. It's all about the fact that they have only played 72 games this year, and they're figuring how can we pick up a couple extra bucks? Because what's the purpose of having the 8 and 9 seed have an opportunity to make the the 9 and 10 seed have an opportunity to make the playoffs? I mean, what's their purpose? Be
but,
good.
But the Wizards are hot, though. They're the 10 seed, right? They're playing well. I mean, they could actually come out of that.
No, I know that, but I mean, if you would have played well for most of the year, you'd be either the 7th, 8th seed, you know?
Yeah, but your entire playoff system is based on multiple games. And then you're not really giving a team the chance. Right. Either the 9 or 10 is not really getting a chance.
No, they're getting a fair chance. You're only missing 10 games. I could see if 9 and 10 didn't play as many teams, as many games as everybody else. But if they're all playing the same amount of games, why should you now have to expand the field for two teams? What's the real purpose? They're getting the same amount of games. So besides the money factor, which I believe Curtis is 100%.
He's right. Curtis is absolutely right.
I think that's what players, it's
all about the money.
And I think that's why, because Luka's another one who's not a big fan of it. What's the purpose of having the 8 and 9 seed in this playoff game?
This is
9 and 10.
This is Adam. Adam, good morning. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
If you remember, I had the New Year's Eve party. It was fined by North Andover.
Yes.
Oh yeah. You were the guy. You had like a circus set up. Somebody was breathing fire or something right in the heart of a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, we had there was a midget, a bull riding. I mean, we had some things.
Yeah.
But I was calling to update you, so I appealed the fine.
Yeah.
It was $4,000. I had to go before the North Andover City Council, which was on a Zoom call, and present my case, explain why I didn't think I should be fined and all these different things. So they ended up reducing it because I got fined on three separate things. It was the capacity, the no masks, and then the social distancing. So I was able to, if anyone gets fined, here's how you fight it. If the police never come in the house to see exactly what's going on, I was able to say, hey, everyone was wearing masks except for when they were eating and drinking. And then, I did have 6 feet apart stickers all over my house, which is kind of funny.
Didn't you have 1,000 people at your house?
It's somewhere, but as far as the town's concerned, it was 75 to 100. I'll say it was safely, a little bit more than that. But but we did, so then I was deciding if I was going to do another. I love Cinco de Mayo. I'm a huge Mexican foodie. So
okay.
Eventually I said, you know what? We're just going to do the Cinco de Mayo party. Mm-hmm. So we did the Cinco de Mayo party the other night, and it was, we had a mariachi band and a salsa instructor and some other things, but we were successful up to this point. So I haven't received any fines in the mail yet.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah, we'll see. So maybe they're toning it down a little bit, but I figured I'd call and give you guys an update.
Another satisfied J. Charles Wiggins and Associates client.
There you
right
go.
Here.
Memorial Day's right around the corner.
I think we're shooting for a 4th of July. So
now, how do your neighbors feel about it?
They love it. They're totally fine. So, okay. I talk to all of them and invite them, and they're in fact, one of my neighbors was on the Zoom call with me, and he was, cause it's a public hearing. So he was texting me coaching me things to say and things like that.
Sounds like he throws great parties though.
I know. Will you invite
They're
Wiggy?
Pretty fun.
Yeah. Wiggy learned a lot growing up at house parties. Yeah. So will you invite him to your next house party?
I'm not too far from Andover. I might just show up for 4th of July.
No,
I might just show up.
I'll shoot you a DM, so yeah, that'd be great.
I love JFK's book, Life Lessons at House Parties.
I'm telling you, man, Curtis, I'm surprised that you didn't get invited, because those were the coolest parties, too. I remember going to the suburban parties. That was next level.
Uh-huh.
When we partied in the city, it was but when you went to the next level, it was everything was top shelf.
Right, you learned other things
right
at the parties in the suburbs.
It's like, wow, this is what a
stock tips or
this
something.
This is a backyard looks like. Curtis, I'm surprised.
I had a couple myself. I went to a couple.
I'm thinking you should. You had them. They had to be some good old fashioned, nice suburban, rich kid house parties.
A very quick story. My best friend.
It's not suburban, by the way.
No,
not that it matters.
Of all the things you're going to worry about,
suburban.
That?
Oh, suburban.
Yes. Chevy Suburban.
Yes. What is it, Curtis?
The family that owns Polar and Ken's Dressing.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the kids was in my high school class.
Uh-huh.
We went to his house. My buddy arrives. He walks in. He opens the car of a door of the Mercedes in the garage and proceeds to boot all over this brand new Mercedes.
Oh, obscure reference, Caddyshack.
He threw up in the Mercedes?
Yeah.
I believe Spalding did that.
Yeah. And there was no reason at all to open that car because we weren't going in the car. And then we asked what he was doing, and he said carrots.
Right,
that was just it.
Why would you throw up in it? Take that thing for a joyride.
I know. It was a good time.
All right. Curtis, but the book was actually Ted Kennedy, what I learned at house parties, according to a text there. Too soon? No.
Okay. That's the one who drove off into the water?
Yes, he's the one who drove off. Actually, the water just jumped right up in front of him. We've heard about that before.
Did he leave somebody in the car, too?
Yeah, the ocean just jumped right up in front of him.
Hey, it happens before.
Chappaquiddick. Happens all the time.
A woman died. He got out of the car. She died. And he was reelected 15 times.
Yeah. By the educated voters of Massachusetts.
Those Kennedys, boy.
Uh-huh.
By the finger waggers.
Did the man die?
This is Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey, what's going up, guys?
What's up, Zach?
So I grew up a lot like Curtis did, but the difference between us was I took full advantage of the party house that my parents decided to buy when I was in high school. They had an indoor pool in their house, I was a little smart about it. I would wait for them to go out of country. So I knew that if I was going to throw a party, it would take them a little longer than 6 hours to get back home. So I would have floating kegs in their pool.
Wow.
And all sorts of good stuff. So those suburban parties, like Wiggy's talking about, if you live in the Warwick, Cranston, Rhode Island region in the early 2000s, you were probably at one of these parties.
Well, so legendary. It's lucky that you weren't trying to do it now, because you would have been fined heavily in the city of Boston. All right. We're going to take a break, but we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.